When one looks at the history of India, as described in the Puranas, Itihasas, and in the later literatures in Sanskrit, like Harivamsa and Kalyana's Rajatirangini in Sanskrit, and also from Tamil classical literature, including Sangam classics, tell us of a lot of information about the ancient dynasties of India. In India, all the dynasties seem to have sprung from two major dynasties. One is Suryavamsa, that is solar dynasty, Suryavanshi. And the another is lunar dynasty, Chandravansha. While the solar dynasty has sprung from Ikshvaku, the first human being, that is from Manu, whose son was Ikshvaku. Manu's son Ikshvaku founded the Suryavamsa, that is the dynasty to which Sri Rama belongs. And Vaivasvata Manu, Manu's other name, is also Vaivasvata Manu and Satyavrata Manu. He had a daughter by name Ila. From Ila married to Chandra, and they had a son, Buddha, through whom the dynasty flourished. In that dynasty came Pururavas, that is called the Puru dynasty, in which came the Kuru dynasty. That is, the Kuru dynasty is the dynasty of a dynasty to which the Pandavas and Kauravas of Mahabharata belong to. And the Yadava dynasties and the Puru dynasties, they belong to Chandravamsa and Suryavamsa for a simple reason that these dynasties have sprung from Manu, founded by Ikshvaku, that is son of Manu. So they either trace their origin to Chandravamsa, that is lunar dynasty of Ila, or the Suryavamsa of Ikshvaku. Now Krishna belongs to Yaduvamsa, now we call it as Yadava. Since Yadava dynasty is a sub-dynasty of Chandravamsa, they also spread throughout the world, and the literature has a lot of evidence to this effect. I always been intrigued by the worship of Aravan, son of Lord Krishna, since the early ages in Tamil Nadu. In Tamil, when they start saying, the Ra doesn't start as a first letter, they call it Aravan. So Ravan is the son of Arjuna, who was also sacrificed. Sorry, son of Krishna, and he was sacrificed also. There is a temple for Aravan, Kootandar Govil, near Thindivanam, about 3 hours from Chennai, where a festival is conducted every year by the third gender, Ravan. And the practice of bullfighting, called Jallikattu or Manjivarattu in Tamil, has a Krishna connection. Bullfighting, which is famous in Spain, was started by Krishna. In fact, this custom originated in India, later on picked up by the Spanish, and of course, this was also practiced by ancient Tamil. And then in a Tamil grammar, and we have a system in Tamil, they call it Ahananuru, where they explain the various concepts of life, the various stages in life. At that, when a lover is lost, when he loses one, when the other party rejects his proposal, a ceremony was called, conducted. It was called Yeru Tharudhal. It is that of a jilted lover embracing death by climbing a special tree, and it also has a Krishna connection. I'll deal with that in a later podcast. Meanwhile, I have some information that Krishna's sons expanded the kingdom throughout India, and all the kingdoms of India have descended from either Ram or Krishna, as I said earlier. And Krishna being Yadava and being a part of Puru and Kuru dynasty, Krishna dynasty also had spread its wings throughout South. The main part that Mahabharata mentioned is that Arjuna established the son of Kritavarma as Mritikavati and the great son of Krishna, Vajra at Indraprastha. Some Puranas mention that Vajra was established at Mathura, but these two kings did survive out of the Yadava clan after Mahabharata war. The Yadava clan was not completely wiped out, but its influence reduced considerably throughout India. The Abhiras were becoming strong since the Mahabharata war. Their kingdom was in the Sindhu region. The control of Purus and Yadavas reduced considerably in that region after the war. The Abhiras attacked Arjuna when he was taking back the Yadava woman. The Abhiras took away some of these women. If the Mahabharata had actually happened around 3000 BC, then this entry of Abhiras in the Saraswati region could very well explain the Harappan civilization which had sprung around the same time. The Gupta dynasty is claimed to have sprung from these Abhiras. The Yadava kingdoms did exist and they are the forerunners of the Gupta dynasty. The one Yadava kingdom that existed was the Devagiri kingdom in Maharashtra, and their rulers declared themselves to be direct descendants from Krishna. There still exist people with the surname Yadav in North India who claim that their descent from the royal Yadavas. Apart from that, Nanda, Krishna's foster father, was also included in the Yadava clan, and his descendants called Nandavanshi Yadavas, they do exist now. It can be inferred from the Vamsanu Charitra, that is genealogy sections of a number of major Puranas, that the Yadavas spread out over the Aravalli regions, Gujarat, the Narmada Valley, the Northern Deccan, and the Eastern Ganga Valley. The Mahabharata and Puranas mention that the Yadus or Yadavas, a confederacy comprising numerous clans, were the rulers of the Mathura region. The Mahabharata also refers to the exodus of the Yadavas from Mathura to Dwaraka owing to pressure from Paurava rulers of Magadha and probably also from the Kurus. It is yet another matter that the Yadava clan also migrated towards Israel, and they are the forerunners of Jews, which I shall be dealing later in another podcast. Yadava dynasty rulers of the 12th to 14th century is now the Indian state of Maharashtra. Originally feudatory of the eastern Chalukyas of Kalyani, this dynasty became paramount in the Deccan under Biloma, that is 1187 to 91, who founded Devagiri, now later it was called as Daulatabad, as his capital. Under Biloma's grandson Singhana, 1210 to 47, the dynasty reached its height as the Yadava campaigned against the Hoysalas in the south, Kakatiyas in the east, the Paramaras and Chalukyas in the north. The Yadavas also spread throughout Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Now, coming back to Tamil Nadu and Kerala, during the period when Dwaraka was about to be sunk, Parasurama took out a clan of group of people and brought them and settled them down in what is now called Maharashtra and also in what is now called Konkan, Goa. Saraswat Brahmins also trace their ancestry from the settlement made out of people who have come down from Dwaraka. And there is another reference also to Agastya having brought down from 72 families from Dwaraka and then settled them on the border regions between Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, Dharmapuri, Salem, Krishnagiri areas, and they were called Velis. They were feudatory kingdoms under the Chola dynasty, and these people trace their ancestry back to Yadavas. So, and of course, Cholas, Cheras, Rashtrakulas, Pallavas, and Pandyas intermarried. So, taken from this angle, the Krishna dynasty and indirectly Suryavamsa and also the Chandravamsa dynasty have been present throughout the Bharatavarsha and definitely throughout India even till today.